no one is available to answer your call right now, so please leave your name, your brief message, and your phone number, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Have a great day, and God bless you. Hello?
Oh, good evening. Oh. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, not registered, unaffiliated, independent?
Definitely Republican.
Republican. Your opinion is needed and important, ma'am. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. The options are, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote. Okay. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will definitely vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Polling place.
Polling place on election day. Thank you. What is your main racial background, please, ma'am? Hispanic, Asian, Asian American, African American, Black, or White Caucasian?
Well, I'm white, but I'm also Native American, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, you're partly a Native American, but you're white, Caucasian.
I'm white,
okay?
Yeah, mostly white, yeah. The ancestry
and this
goes
time
back.
we don't have the multiple choice available, but should I record as a white? Caucasian?
Yes.
Your answer?
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And what is your age, please, ma'am?
79.
Okay. And also, just to make sure that you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Christina Fitzpatrick?
I don't know them that well, but I'll put it to you this way.
You have no opinion, or you never heard of her?
I heard of her, yes.
So do you have no opinion, or is it favorable or unfavorable about her?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. How about Gabriel Papadopoulos?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Would you say very or somewhat? If you had to use an adverb, I'll agree. Very or
very.
Somewhat. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be
Chris
hard. Yeah. Very.
Thank you. Your opinion is important. Chris Knuckle?
Very.
Very favorable or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Your opinion is important. Jack Mariano?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Would you say no opinion then?
Yeah.
Or never heard of him?
No, I've heard of him. Yeah.
Oh, you've heard of him. So you would say you have no
opinion.
I've heard
of him,
right?
Yeah, but I gotta read some more up on him.
Understood. How about Mike Fasano?
Yes.
Favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
Okay, would you say very or somewhat?
Very.
The Kamala Harris?
Forget it.
Okay. Should I record as a very or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay. A very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, how about Lisa Yeager?
I'm not sure. I got to read some more up on her.
Okay. Thank you so much. So would you say that you have no opinion or never heard of her?
No, right now.
Okay, no opinion right now. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kirk Phillips or Brad Geiger?
Brad Geiger.
Brad Geiger. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Brad Geiger?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Michelle Mandarin or John Legg?
Are they both Republican?
It looks like.
Huh?
In this case, it looked like it's basically for superintendent, Republican primary election, correct?
Okay, yes. I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you. But I mean, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Michelle Mandarin or John Legg?
Probably Michelle.
Okay. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Gabriel Papadopoulos or Christina Fitzpatrick or Lisa Yeager?
Probably, Papadopoulos.
Mm-hmm. Papadopoulos, you said?
Yeah.
Gabriel Papadopoulos, okay. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Gabriel Papadopoulos?
More likely.
Very likely. So I should record as definitely or probably, maybe?
Probably.
Okay. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Gina Finocchiaro or Jack Mariano?
Jack Mariano.
Okay. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Jack Mariano?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Move forward, the 90% almost done. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager, you can indicate that as well. Saw a television ad?
I haven't really heard that much.
Oh, okay. But did you receive something in the mail, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home from Lisa Yeager or a campaign volunteer? Something else?
No,
I really haven't seen, read, or heard anything.
I haven't really seen anything or heard anything, to be honest.
Or read anything. Okay.
No.
Understood. Your opinion is important. Thank you, ma'am. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
A very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school?
Some college.
Some college, trade school. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay.
And for your time. That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want me? Can I tell you a story, a true story? You got the time?
Sure. Go ahead. No worries. If you feel like I'm
Okay.
minutes.
From New York, the Democratic Party in New York pays you to vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm serious.
When I was
a little girl, they used to come to my house, my mother's house, and they used to give her money to make sure she paid for, voted for the Democratic Party because she was Democrat. She did vote for them. And then when I got old enough to vote, for the first year that I signed up to, to vote, and they came to my house and they handed me $5. I told them to shove it up their ass, and that's exactly what I said to them. I said, I don't sell my body, won't sell my soul, and I sure as hell ain't selling my vote, and I'll never vote Democrat all my life. I just won't vote at all if I don't like the candidate.
Wow, and that is why your opinion is really important, ma'am. I really appreciate that.
They used to, literally, in New York, they used to physically pay you money to vote Democrat. And I was from Albany, New York. Yes.
Wow, you were from Albany. Wow. Yeah, we're currently in Georgia, but thank you very much for your opinion. Okay, ma'am? You have a blessed day.
Welcome. You have to try to buy your vote, then you ain't worth anything to me. And then President Wilson, this is the other thing. President Wilson started the welfare system because of the Civil War. And so the wives and mothers could have some money. And then when the war was over, he wanted to stop the welfare system, but the Democratic Party went against him. Why? They wanted to buy the votes of the people so you don't have to really work, you can get welfare. I can't stand the Democratic Party. They're, to me, they're communists.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and your opinion is being recorded as well, ma'am. We really
appreciate that. Oh, my God, I'm being recorded? Oh, my God, I can go to jail.
No, your opinions are completely confidential. It's just a survey, just in a study. Yeah, your opinions are completely confidential and will remain confidential. We're not trying to sell anything. And yeah, we appreciate your opinion, ma'am. Okay, thank you.
I'm just upfront and I'm honest with people. I just who I am.
Sure.
So,
thank you very much.
Thank you, and I hope the Republican Party wins.
Okay. No worries. Thank you. Thank you for your opinion. It's very important.
You're
bye-bye, ma'am.